The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
A hookah, hookah, shaka, hookah.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, would you let me know everything's all right?
Welcome to the After Show, America. The Hugh Hewitt Show is wrapped up. It's in the books. It's absolutely a stunner on this Friday. And now it's time for me. Dwayne did get here. He managed to just get here. I have been doing an amazing amount of work this morning. I've been doing the audio. I've typed these interviews with John Bolton, Joni Ernst, and Alex Azar. I've got them all posted. And he wanders in for the postgame show. Did you listen at least on your drive in?
Me, 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 me.
No, you can't complain. Did you listen on your drive in? Did you know what we did today on the show?
Yes, because I did it. I always do it. Every day I
do it. Garden gnomes come alive at night and they talk to each other in a mythical world that we've seen. Let's talk about that show. What did you hear in the Bolton interview?
In the Bolton interview, he, of course, was not going to divulge what the plans are going to be. He's not an idiot.
I asked him not to invade the studio. Do you think he's going to go along with that?
If you keep asking him the same question.
He said my name was on his yellow pad.
Well, right. And if you keep, he also said you're a very persistent question.
I know.
Meaning enough already.
I was feeling bad when he said my name was on his yellow pad. You can stay here. I'll just leave now.
It means the 5,000 troops are going to the studio.
To the studio, but they don't know where we are. All right, so what else did you hear in that interview?
It sounds to me like he wasn't ruling anything out, but I don't think John Bolton is going to tolerate Maduro opening up on the demonstrators. If there is a massive hit on the demonstrators tomorrow and there's a crackdown, I don't think we're going to tolerate that very long.
Do you think we're going to get the gold? Back to Venezuela.
The way I heard it, I think they've already counted it.
Yeah, so it didn't get out of the UAE. It might have gotten there. And John Bolton just tweeted that, they're sending gold. Do you think they're paying for Russian mercenaries?
My guess is that's already been interdicted.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about Joni Ernst. Takeaway from Joni Ernst in the postgame show. How did she play?
Joni Ernst was cautious about the shutdown. She's very passionate for one of her constituents in regards to
Sarah Law,
which it's dumb that we have to have that conversation, but it's also dumb that we have to talk about infanticide in Virginia. There's a lot of things that's dumb we have to talk about these days.
We didn't have a chance to talk about that, and if you are a supporter of life, you have to join PatriotMobile.com because Governor Cuomo and Governor Northam, states that have passed infanticide laws this week, receive money from AT&T.
Vermont's got one coming that's just as bad.
It's like they've fallen off the left edge of the cliff, and so you can't use your cell phone.
I have a theory.
Which is?
The theory is that because of the midterms and the left is convincing themselves that the country has turned away from Donald Trump, which I don't believe it has, but the left is using the outcome of the midterms and they think that the country is so soiled on Donald Trump that it ipso facto means that they are for what the Democrats have to offer. And those are mutually exclusive.
Now, in the after show today, would you explain? We have new audiences all over, and people go to townhallreview.com. What is the after show? When is it? How do they get to listen to it? And is Lilac's teeth chattering going to prevent him from showing up today?
No, he'll be up. He'll be up tonight.
A lot of people don't even know who Lilac's is because he never goes on my show anymore.
He's not exactly a morning person.
No, but he is. But this isn't a morning show. It's an 8 p.m. in the East show, 5 p.m. in the West show.
Which is why he does it, yes.
And that's only available at the Huniverse. People have to pay us cash money to listen to that.
Huniverse.com. It is a pittance, a mere pittance to sign up for this. You get access to every hour of the Hugh Hewitt Show on demand whenever you want it. You get access to all sorts of bonus content, including what I do, which is an hour, hour and a half riff every day, my take on the world, stuff that you should have covered, which you never cover. And
I had the National Security Advisor today. I had Joni Ernst.
That's fine.
I had Alex Azar. What am I supposed to do?
Did you see what the jobs report for January was?
300,000 jobs, but unemployment went up to 4% because everyone's coming back to work.
We now have a labor force participation at a Trump-era high of 63.2%. And that's including the shutdown.
Yep.
Which is phenomenal.
It is, and it's a...
I mean, the theme song is like the American Economy theme song that we just used.
Yeah. I'm trying to tweet out the fact that I don't want him to invade the studio.
Well, because that's important.
Yeah, because
so in the meantime, since you're multitasking poorly, what I do is I do about an hour, hour and a half every day, and sometimes bring on guests. Sometimes Ed Morrissey comes on and does a little riff with me. But on Fridays, James Lilacs, humorist extraordinaire, columnist for the Minneapolis Star Tribune and the National Review. A longtime frequent guest on Hugh's show when we were in the afternoons. He'll come on every Friday, and we'll just kind of wrap up the week, cover the news, and then we do what's called a baker's dozen.
A baker's dozen of what?
These are the oddball stories that would be in the odd news category. Remember the stuff that you used to do with James where you'd find just an out-of-left-field story and you'd drop it on James to get his impromptu reaction to?
Yeah.
I do 13 of them.
Oh, so you're copying. That's copyrighted.
I didn't see a copyright on it. I didn't see the little R in a circle when
it is. That's a TM. That's a Hugh Hewitt bit.
I didn't see a TM.
So you do that with Lilacs today?
I do that with Lilacs today, and it's quite a hoot. Actually,
should we have the after show, the post game show now?
Yes.
Should we start a silo of the Garden Gnome meets Lilacs each week?
I don't know what a garden gnome is.
Okay. Should we do a radio blogger meets Lilacs each week on townhallreview.com? If you do this every Friday, that's a good bit.
It's a great bit. It takes about 45 minutes, and we just run through silly. I mean, by the time you get to the... Remember when we used to do the movie bit at the end of the week, and we'd spend an hour and just unwind and get silly?
Yeah.
That's what James and I do every Friday.
Well, I would encourage everyone to go there. I'm not sure we're going to post that. We might post half of it.
Okay.
Because then we can't give away this.
No, because people actually pay for this.
Yeah, we have to. If you want the best after show in radio, not the post game show, that's this. If you want the best after show in radio, that's that. Go to the Universe button at HughHewitt.com. You'll see a picture of a garden gnome there. No, you actually just see Universe. And how do you like your new nickname, Garden Gnome, by the way?
I refuse to even go with the premise of it, because you're going to come up with a new one on Monday. Because you, how many nicknames do I have?
Enough
that you have bestowed upon me.
Enough to date, but more in the future will be necessary.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, garden gnome is just a passing fancy. A garden gnome to you is like a national program director for Salem. They come and go for a long, long time.
Well, we're luckily in an era of stability. I think we may be in an era of stability when it comes to garden gnomes. Generalissimo, otherwise known as radio blogger, otherwise known as If I Only Had a Producer, thank you. Have a good weekend.
I will intend to do so.
Say hello to James for me. Tell him I'm alive. It'd be good to get up once in a while.
He knows you're alive.
I'd like him to do the show again someday in the future.
Well, you know, someday we may have to do that.
I'll be back on Monday, America. Thank you.
You're in love with me.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.